Episode 2867, Give Thanks for a Little.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is Thanksgiving week, and yes, I believe we should be focusing on gratitude, the blessings that God has given us. And so maybe you're trying to figure out all your sides and making sure the ornaments or your decorations are all in the right place. But let me ask you this. Do you have the main feast? Do you have the bird? Do you have the ham? Do you have the brisket? What is it for you? Because if you have that, well, you can give thanks for a little. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I don't know if you've heard, but we have some exciting news. So make sure you go to createyournow.com and sign up for the newsletter because we are partnering with pray.com. We've got some incredible content coming out. It's going to be new and different. It starts in January. However, we are going to be on there prior to. We are literally on the backside of it right now. Okay, this is like real time here that it's happening. It's exciting. I've got so many deadlines and I'm like, seriously, around the holidays, only you, Lord, only you. So take a deep breath. Life should never get too busy for you to give thanks. Your circumstances do not define your blessings, as they show up in all shapes and sizes. So give thanks for a little, and you will find a lot. So how are you doing today? Are you feeling overwhelmed, tired, excited, or overjoyed? I love those. I would prefer to be overjoyed than anything. In this season of giving thanks, it's easy to compare what you have versus what you don't have. And those Black Friday deals aren't always worth the energy you put into them. Yet it leaves you wanting more of what you think you are missing. But for some reason, this is where you find yourself. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. Even when you don't feel like it, give thanks. Because there's power in being grateful. And when you use gratitude to fuel your day, nothing is impossible, my friend. Your mind doesn't focus on the negative because you redirected it to the good, the positive. However, you must understand when one gives thanks, that doesn't mean that they're bearing all the bad or uncomfortable emotions, right? You may get mad over this holiday week. I'm sure there's going to be an argument or two. And maybe it's just a few unspoken words. Those looks can kill. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That doesn't mean that those things aren't going to happen. That doesn't mean that you aren't going to feel like, oh, why me? Because you're going to get upset. You're going to be frustrated, and definitely you're going to be irritated. Why did you not put the butter on the table like I told you to? You aren't living a false life. This is your reality in this season of your life. May giving thanks help you to rebound from the storms, even in those tense moments. Come up for air and give thanks. Psalm 107, verse 1 says this, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." God is wrapping his arms around you. And maybe you are challenged this season. Maybe you have a lot going on. I already shared with you, I've got a lot going on, and that's just one part of what's happening right now with Create Your Now. There are so many other moving parts. There's also a lot of moving parts within my family. And some of them are blessings and other things are, you know, a little bit of frustrations. And it's like, ooh, what do we do here? And some were praying and discerning, trying to figure it all out. And some it's like, well, what do? It's life. But you could still wake up with a smile in your heart. So as you're running around, finishing up all the little details that are more important to you than those who are coming over, ask yourself this question. How am I choosing to fuel my day? Am I going to show up energized not by my own accomplishments, but my blessings? Or am I going to be the one who takes a step back, blaming myself for what I couldn't do in the time I had to do it? Give thanks with a grateful heart. A little goes a long way. If you can focus your eyes on the gifts God has given you and walk in the light regardless of the darkness around you, there you will find your blessings. So, how are you going to fuel your day? Well, I want to encourage you, fuel your day with how God fuels His. Give thanks. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.